All right. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Boom Bap Chat, number 117. So excited to have you here. If you are watching tonight live, you know who we have in the building. If you're not watching live, then we're going to introduce our guests in just a moment. But I am MC Till, and as always, I'm representing Everybody's Records here in Cincinnati. If you need some records, some vinyl, some tapes, some CDs, some just random music stuff, head over to Everybody's Records here in Cincinnati. If you can't get here, check them out online at everybodysrecords.com. That's who I'm representing tonight. Iomas Marad, who you representing tonight, man?
Hey, bro, I represent a different book list here in Toronto, Black-owned bookstore, and I'm repping a shirt.
All right.
Blackhurst Cultural Center, you know what I mean? It's all about literacy. It's all about, like, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So, yeah, I'm representing a different book list tonight. Shout out to Mama Ida, or Auntie Ida.
Auntie Ida. All right, what's up, yeah, Auntie Ida? That's dope. That's dope. Profan, who you representing tonight, man?
Yeah. I'm representing Chicago, man, tonight, man. We on that Chicago blend.
Yes, sir. There we go. Oh, I like that.
Chicago blend tonight. You know, we all right. 23 the year, the 23 Jordan forever. Oh, I'm sorry, Till, you from Ohio. I forgot. Yeah, man. But that's what we are.
Right on, man. Right on. Well, let's jump into it tonight and see who we got in store. Many of our viewers and listeners tonight might know our guests from their initial association with the great legendary Ninth Wonder. These lifelong friends are prolific artists. They've been working, man, they've been working with all kinds of legends throughout their career. I'm talking Master Ace, Pete Rock, DJ High Tech, Elzai, Black Thought, Busta Rhymes. The list goes on and on. And there's a reason they've been working around some of these legends in the game. Simply put, our guests tonight are dope. So ladies and gentlemen, join me as we welcome to the Boom Bap Chat, Sundown and Enigma from Actual Proof, Act Proof. Mm-hmm. What's up, y'all? Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. All right. What's up, guys? Just
real quick, I'm like the only
MC Till. That intro was fucking amazing.
Oh, you like that? Okay, great, man.
It was just a dope. It was dope. Flow well. Like it was
right on.
I'm like the only person in my age group that's not a Jordan fan, so I just wanted to throw that out there.
Against you, bro.
So we can go ahead and get it contentious.
Yeah, it's all good, man. It's all love in here. I'm from Ohio, I'm originally from Indiana, but I'm in Ohio now, so I'm not, you know, huge on Chicago teams anymore. But it's all good. It's all good. It's all love. Hey, tonight we like to give flowers and pay respect to the artists that we have on, and I just want to highlight something to those that are listening tonight, something that happened right before we went live. You know, Iomas Marad, Io, man, you love this culture so much, and you have a high quality, a high standard for, you know, artisanship in this culture. And for me to hear you say to these guys tonight, like, I love y'all music. Music's dope. It's a breath of fresh air. Yes. Like, for me, that was like, wow, that's one of the highest honors I think we can give to any artist, is for when you say that, because yeah, I love about everybody, but you are very selective. So just want to pass on those flowers to you guys, making such great, dope hip hop music at a very high level. We just appreciate your artisanship. So appreciate you.
Thank you.
Facts.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Marad.
Salute.
I
mean,
listen, I will never forget your name. That's the strongest name I've ever heard.
Are you serious, bro?
I mean, wow. That
is strong.
I say it, I feel like I'm imbued with more strength and courage and knowledge of self and things.
Mm. Yeah, blessings, man.
Rod, and I'm gonna have to research that name and that tongue, whatever that is, right?
Yeah, break it down for him, Io.
Iomas stands for infinite options manifesting one solution, and Marad stands for multiple abstract rhymes always directing. You know what I mean? So, I mean, at first it was Iomas. First was I'm on my own shit, but then, you know, as you evolve and you learn and you get older, I just realized I didn't want to use profanity in my rhymes. Like, shout out to Heavy D. When I heard Don't Curse, I was like, I could be creative. I don't have to use a lot of curse words to get my point across. And I know that's like the thing today, but I thought I always wanted to set myself apart from other artists.
Yeah.
So I was like, that ain't even our language. So I'd rather use language, you know, it's other words that we could use. So that's when I changed. Actually, Akbar, an MC out of Chicago, well, he originally from the Bronx. He renamed me and he was like one of my mentors. And he the one that gave me IMOS, Infinite Options Manifest in One Solution. And for him to give me that, I was like, yeah, because he like a big brother to me, you know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, for sure. You can rename me. And then Multiple Abstract Rhymes Always Directing, he gave me that too. So I'm like, bet.
So Infinite Options
Manifest in One Solution. Manifest. And that solution is always knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. You know what I mean? Or trying to like find that path for young people, you know what I mean? Because we always looked at as like unintelligent people or beings, but we're way past that. We're very intelligent beings.
Yeah.
So I always want to do the opposite of what the mainstream try to portray us as. You know what I mean? So that's just me. Yeah, yeah. So that's why that's my name.
Yeah, one time for IMOS, Marad.
Yeah, one time.
Right on. So, you know.
But enough about me. Let's get to the these beautiful artists, man. Let's go, these brothers, man. Let's go. Sorry.
So coming up in Chicago, you're good, IMOS. So coming up in Chicago, I know for me, even like coming from a smaller spot in the Midwest and Southern Indiana, even when I was coming up, there were like gatekeepers. There were older mentors that like kind of pioneering the scene and kind of, you know, educating the younger cats. Did you have that where you all grew up? Ian Sundown.
I mean, there were some dudes in our high school that were rapping. A dude named Matt Forte and his crew. I didn't know them. They were older. I knew of them and I had heard their music, but at that time I wasn't thinking about rapping or I didn't know how to make beats, nothing. So. We were just fans, and I didn't start rapping until we got signed. I didn't start making beats until 2003, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Our inspiration to really like go for it was Lil Brother. As soon as we found out where they were from, it was like, oh shit, you can be from here and like. Really go for it, and we were like, "Well, that's all we need." And then it was just a series of events that led us to being around Ninth a lot. And then E gets out of the military and rolls at Central, and then the ball just started rolling. And it honestly, like we say all the time, we're the fans that made it because we never thought that anything like that would happen.
Yeah.
Wow. It's almost like life is but a dream, right? We're just fucking rowing along until we say we're going to direct the path like for a moment. Like we're going to really look where we're going while we're on this boat.
Man.
And we're going to get rocking fucking waves, no doubt.
Yeah.
We're going to be in storms. Mm-hmm. Real quick, me and Amp had to convince E to rap again because he was like, I'm done with this. Like, Ninth called me when Amp was at my house making beats and he said he wanted to sign us, and me and Amp lost it. Took us like an hour to compose ourselves, and we were like, all right, we're driving to E's house. We drove over there and we were like, you have got to rap. Like, I know you said you wanted to be done with it and just be a college student, but we can't pass this opportunity up. And he was like, maybe, maybe. And he was like, well, if you do it with me, I'll do it. And immediately I was like, hey, whatever it takes, I'm in. Never having rap before. Like, let's get it.
Yeah.
We spent like a month straight trying to convince Ant. And there was one day in a Target parking lot where he was just like, basically like, I'm not doing this shit, stop asking me. And we were like, okay, so I guess it's just us. And then you know, we just started working at it and started just chiseling away at
you know, the task of like, okay, how do we become like rappers?
Yeah, yeah.
How do we do that? And then we were just like, well, we gotta rap. And you know, there was no like, oh, we're scared to do this. It was like, let's hit it.
Yeah. How did y'all get, did you get signed as like a producer? Like, how'd you get signed having not rapped at that point?
Well, he got us signed.
Oh, okay.
And I would say sonically, Ant was a better beat maker than me. So they got us signed.
Gotcha.
When we told Knight, like, hey, he's going to rap, Knight was like, okay. Like, not like a dismissive, but just like, I've never heard you rap before. Like, all right, sure. If you guys say so, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
And then
like, may I interject?
Sure.
Because the years do cloud one's mind a bit. And it happens. Well, shit happens, right? It gets cloudy out there at times. So, but it was more of like this super organic collective of dope, talented people, bro.
Just M1 Platoon, Focus, just Swift.
Really, like, beyond, like, they became, like, it was dope because, yeah, like, he's naming them right now, to name a few of them, right? Like, it was just, I just remember, like, they were just dope, like, people, right? Like, that they were dope people at the time. If I look back on it, I was kind of, like, going through it blind a bit, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're freestyling life. So everybody needs to give themselves a round of fucking applause because you haven't done anything before. Like, I mean, like, the next thing, like, and then the next thing you're about to do right now, whatever you're talking, everything you say is a bar. It can be.
Facts.
Depending on what, who we call, right? The one, you know, who, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because I don't like to muddy, I gotta know where I'm at. But, yeah, it was a collective of people, man, and it was real, real organic. Like, in Ninth at the time had the time.
Mm.
The culprit, right? Like, because we think we have all the time in the world. And so, but we're there, man, and we're, like, just there. And so if you're there, opportunity presents itself, right? And it's just, oh, a dope beat is on, yo, Ant get in the booth. And then once he saw that there was chemistry there that was natural because we grew up together. Like, not, yeah, like since high school, right? Early high school.
The chemistry, like, he's talking about, like, yeah, we're friends, but like, he was miles ahead of me,
mm-hmm.
rapping wise.
As
was everyone in there. And it was a good place for me to learn. But yeah, like, Tom Hardy shows up, VQ shows up, Remo shows up, Zazu shows up, Torre showed up in the studio one day. It's just like all these people, Rhapsody.
Yeah. It's
all these people who are nice. This PP shows up one day. Q brought him over just off the bat, nice. And it was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What did I sign up for? And I just told myself, I was like, you're going to get punched in the mouth. You're not going to be good, but like, just get back up.
Just get back up. Yeah.
Get knocked down, get back up. And eventually, I'm not saying I'm going to be the greatest, but you'll pick it up and get better at it because you have no choice.
Yeah. You're
hanging around, I mean, the people that are frequenting the studio, but then David Banner shows up. It's like, oh shit. I'm like, okay. Or Sky Zoo and Torre show up, or, you know, just whoever, Jean Grey shows up and it's like, oh my God, like, and they hit the booth like it's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hey, you guys ready? Boom. They go on and rap. And at least I can speak for myself, I'm just sitting there like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But again, hey, I got punched in the face that day. It's all right. Like, stand back up and just go back to it.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Like what? So I'm sorry. Like based on your process, like what was your process to get sharper as you were seeing these other artists in the in the in the like what was your process? Like you would hear them, because so I'll speak for me. Like when I hear other artists, I'll be like, dang. And I'll go home and rip up like maybe two or three rounds. Like, dang, dog, he came like that. Okay, I gotta write differently. So did you do it that way, or did you just keep what you had and just try to polish it up? Like, what was your process of getting better?
So he had a
without revealing your secret sauce.
This is no sauce. He had a partner. He had a partner that he used to rap with, and his partner decided to go to grad school. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, I can't rhyme like him, because he was super nice, still is nice. And I don't want to sound like anyone here, because it's going to be obvious that I'm biting somebody. Mm-hmm. So it was like, well, you have no choice but to just try to sound like yourself. However that plays out, if I fall on my face, at least I went out like, you know, trying to be me. Because if I try to be him, then it's just going to be two enigmas on a song, and that's not going to be interesting. And like if I tried to be like one day, like when Tom showed up, and was like, oh shit, who is he? Like I think he was in high school when he showed up. I was like, who is this young dude rapping like this, or Swift, or whoever? Like they're gonna pick up that I'm biting them. So it's like I just the thing that I have to do is just rely on the people that I listened to growing up. And like when I say rely on them, like think like, oh, I don't like my voice. I'm sure like Q-Tip, I'm sure people have told him tons of times, like, yo, your voice is weird, but he didn't care. So it was like, okay, I can pull from that. Like, yeah, my voice is might be funny, but Tip's voice is funny. Okay, well, let me roll with that. Or I was not nerdy in school, but like in AP courses and whatever, like, I shouldn't shy away from that. Like I didn't sell drugs or whatever, so don't pretend to do that, you know. Just
true indeed.
Starting just finding pieces of things around me and in myself. It's like, yeah, I can be comfortable in just like what I'm bringing to the table, as opposed to like, man, I don't sound like, my voice isn't as dope as Sky Zoo's or whatever, you know.
Right.
And just like blocking all that stuff out and finding those little things to hold on to, that kind of got the ball rolling for me.
And yo, it's funny that he mentioned that, because, you know, that is what I recognized in him very early, is that it, like for me, it was, everything was fucking forced. Everything was forced, because I was like, I was becoming very technical, like a technical rapper. And so, okay, putting together cadences and finding ways to manipulate words to get them to land specifically where I want to, over a beat when I, you know, I can talk like that if I wanted to, right? Like just, you know, with a rhythm, right? The idea of a rhythm within the word. So there is, I became very technical at that, and just the surface of it, right? Half of the damn time, guys, I didn't even know what I was talking about.
Right.
Back then, in retrospect, hearing shit now, it's like, it's relevant now, which is wild. Like, meaning, was I rapping for that time or now? Like, all of that is a bar. Saying them out loud.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But it's like, so the process was, became very technical, and started to kind of morph based off of the material side of everything like that. It was that you get kind of caught and lost in a bit. It's like you're being like, you know, you're being created a bit, right? Don't be like this, be like this. We want you in this area. Start changing the way you rap. You know, pull back. We didn't like Genius. That's the truth. we didn't like Genius because Genius felt like Anthony. Sundown. May I call you Anthony? It's still
a secret is out now.
Yeah, Anthony. No, you know, what did we call it? Like it looked like a bouncy ball, like the da 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 da. Mm. It felt very like, because you know, it was all about, hey, they got to understand what you're saying, and it made sense to me at the time, right? And I don't know anything, right? I'm coming into it blind, so we're following by design from someone else's mind, right? And you're kind of being led that way, so you're really sheep. There's the good shepherd, right? So there you am. I being wherever I'm being led to is, you know, until I say, wait a minute, am I the shepherd? Which one's the good shepherd? Who is the sheep? Who's the shepherd? No one knows, right? Like it's all based off of, like, I guess your own knowing, but you know, you're kind of led that way. He mentioned Jean Grey, he mentioned David Banner and things like that. And then we're like getting, I myself got lost in that. And I started to become and rap from a place that was not me, but from a mask of myself. There is Enigma, right? The Riddler, like the mask. He's like the one that, you know, can absorb trauma from the past. Let's say it like that.
Yeah.
He can absorb that. But you morph into that and you become, you start to laugh when you write. Like just everything was very technical, but I loved Sundown's. He had a feel, right? When you, and that's why it balanced out. It was like the sun and the moon. It was like night and day, but they balance. It was like no one's greater than the other. It's just that they have their own time and space, right? And what I appreciate about Sundown, whenever we are, you know, so he gave people a different feel whenever you heard him, because it was coming from, you could tell his normal voice, his normal. I was like, yo. No.
Right.
It is like a persona. That's like an ego, it feels like, you know. So I'm like, I have to speak from my soul, speak the truth and things like that, and then I'm like always staying true to my word type thing. But that's how we ended up evolving, and then like leaving and living life also helps to create more of a color palette to paint with.
Sure, indeed.
Yeah, that's dope. And I wanted to ask you about that. You know, you had some free joints that you gave out, and then you put out Black Boy Radio, which I thought was very well received. Good buzz around that. I'm not sure, you know, how it did as far as like numbers and all of that, but it seemed like it was doing
well. We don't even know.
Yeah. Okay. But then it seemed like I think you were saying, E, that you kind of left it, you went and lived life, and then you came back, you know, recently with these EPs. Us Again, Between Us and the World. Can you walk through our listeners and your followers of what that time was like for you all, kind of being, I don't know if you were totally away from music or still kind of doing it behind the scenes, but what that time was like for you all, and then what took you from that moment to coming back with these EPs recently?
Wow. That's kind of a, you moved away first, right? Yeah, you went to Greenville.
Yeah. So, all right. So, yeah. So, okay. So, yeah, let's go in there then. All right. Now, so directly after Black Boy Radio, right? Like at that point in time in your career, this is me speaking, I'm just speaking outside of myself, so to speak. Like, I'm just trying to take myself and just like, hey, I was a young ass nigga making young decisions and young moves, right? Like, I was making the moves that of my 28-year-old self would make, right? Whatever those moves would be. Anyway, all right, 2012, at that time, I was kind of feeling like I was owed things, something, okay? To be very truthful for you, in a sense, like, hey, I've put in the work, and it's not unnatural to feel this, right? Like, it's not unnatural to, like, you know, want to say, like, hey, the work that we have put in and the proof that we are showing that we are, I would say, at least as talented as XYZ, you know, at that time, what was your intention with us? Was it to put our talents on display, or to, like, what, you know, that's the idea. And at that point in time, without going into far detail, it was, I had seen enough of that reality I was living and decided to go, you know, the complete opposite way that was more tailored to how I was raised to become, right? You know, college, you get the job, do your, you know, the path of the dream, the dreamer, right? Is not the, that's the road less traveled. We got a song that's unreleased. Didn't like to, that you guys would probably love. And do you have that somewhere that you could, did you run at some point? Maybe just whenever.
Not near me, not around me.
But anyway, the dreamer, that road is like now being, that's now being explored, right? Like in today's time, right? The day we're in, it's like more people, or there's more opportunities, more people doing anything outside. You know, COVID was a good, that was a fruit of COVID, or a blessing from COVID, or a gift from COVID, is people becoming more aware of their opportunities that exist outside of the normal rat wheel, right? So to speak. And that we have more potential than we think. Back then, you're not thinking that. It's fucking how many years ago was this? This is 2012, so that's 11 years ago, right? And so I was like, man, nah, damn, it's, you know. So I ended up going back, you know, finishing my degree, getting the business degree during that time, you know, and I had to buckle down on that. And I was, again, I had not seen the fruits that one would expect to come from a consumer or a creator, consumer transaction, right? Like I created something. I know people listen to it. You made them pay money. You made them pay money, right? To consume it. They give it to whose middle person, and who's that middle person giving that to? No, like what fruits do we get from that? We get the ability to go in and make more music. And I'm like, well, and they got three free ones, and this one here, it's like, you know what, fuck it. I'm gonna go get my degree and go hard at AT&T, and I became a robot, like an absolute machine for them. I'm talking about the cotton I churned out, guys.
Wow.
Was something to be seen. I took, you know, when you get that type of branding on you, right on the ass upon you, right? Like, here you go. Hang. I will take it. I bleed blue. Fuck Verizon. Excuse me. I can say what I want. Isn't it freedom of whatever? We're in the lines. We're within the lines. They drew the lines. We're within them. So I'm coloring within the lines. But it's the idea of, like, you know, some I scribble darker than others. Like some color, you know, you get the crayon and you really dig in a little bit. Hey, it happens.
But that's crazy that you said that, because I heard somebody say on Clubhouse that coloring, that's training from kindergarten for you to color within the lines, basically for you to assimilate to a structure or a system. But I think that's the power of being an independent artist, where you don't have to color in the lines. You could color outside the lines. Now you can make your own border, and you know what I mean? Like, I think that's the freedom that we have. That's why I never wanted to chase a record deal. Like, it wasn't in my DNA. Like, I always wanted to be independent. And I think you have more freedom in that sense to make the art that you want to make, you know what I mean? From your heart. And whether you get paid or not, you know, I think sometimes the pay is not monetary all the time. Right, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, may not be monetary all the time. You know,
if we would have met you thank you for that. Like,
no,
because if, like, the idea, like, if I would have met you, if I would have had that mindset, not to date. I mean, we're coming up. We'll say, we're not. Are we allowed to do that? See, this is where you get into the matrix, right? Because if this is going to be whatever. But the idea is like back then, you know, you are rapping in you're writing rhymes on napkins, and you're being seduced by the materiality of all those things, because based off of how you were raised and how you grew up and what you have and didn't have and what you felt like was valued based off of, you know, whoever plates that on us right at that time. And so we grow up with that, with those eyes, and we all have our own, right? And they're like, oh man, I don't want to rap in this closet anymore. I want to be signed like P. Diddy. Yeah. Shakes. No, I don't want to do Shakes. I want to rap about I mean, it feels good rapping about stars and constellations. It's harmless and they look beautiful, you know, and it's fun to do it. Oh, I want to. And then it was almost like trying to follow a model, right? Instead of being my own independent, right? Like you are following in the footsteps of little brother and you're trying to be actual proof, right? Like whatever that is, right? Like, and that was being created in a sense for us, right? Innocently without even knowing, right? Like they're not even knowing that what they're doing. But in a sense, that's what's happening. They are, you know, creating. And then eventually you're going to say at some point, this box is full. I have all of this experience with you. And our intention going forward now, what is to create from ourselves and distribute that directly to people who want to hear. Like I'm thankful today to just have an ear that wants to hear my man. My kids don't want to hear me. No one, like if dad comes in the room, everybody want to talk to me. I bet everybody, like they were riding in the car, like I was on. Yeah, I got an interview thing. It's like, yeah, my friends call my daughter's in high school. It's like, my friends call you by your rap name. I said, man, they're just teasing. They're just teasing me. Because I feel they're younger and I'm like, they, you know, but I'm like, anyway, it's just, you know, just one of those things.
Yeah.
That's what our intention is now, is to go for create from ourselves, like exactly what we want, without any impact on anyone else by us doing that, right? By us just simply saying we would like to share our gift with the world from us to them, period.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing that, you know, just the stepping away from the music and that journey. Appreciate you sharing that, and also very much appreciate you coming back to music. Yeah, and facts. Curious to know, like you appreciate the independence of it. Were you both like, was it just like a moment where you're just both kind of in tune? Was there one of you that was like hitting up the other one? Like, come on, we need to get back. What was that initial conversation or tugging like to actually jump back in it?
We had been recording. So we walked away in like 2012. And I think we had done some recordings here and there, but like 2016, I think, was when we decided, like, all right, let's really start going back to the studio and recording. And we had built up a good number of songs, and we were like, hey, this is all right. But we just kept being told, you know, you guys are a couple songs away, you guys are a couple songs away. And eventually we were just like, we don't have, or me, I was like, I don't have that, like, there's some artists that record like 50 songs and then cut down to the best 10. That's not what I wanted to do anymore. And it was just like, man, I can't do this anymore. No disrespect to anyone at the label. I don't want to play that way anymore. And I just decided, like, I'm done being on the label if that's the only way we can release music. But then we looked at each other like, yo, we got all these unreleased songs from 2012 to 2016 and then 2016 on, like, let's just put some of these out and like start getting our feet wet again. And that was just the conversation between us, and eventually both of us were just like, yeah, let's do that. And you know, now we have two EPs out and we're going to start recording for the album soon. And you know, it's just a thing where the whole independence thing. Like, you know, we've learned a lot. It's time for us to see what we can apply on our own.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That is dope.
Beautiful, man.
And the music is dope. So if you're tuning in and you have not heard this music, go find it. It's Act Proof, Between Us and the World, two EPs, and both of them are stellar EPs. If you're like me and like listening to full albums, it's the best of both worlds. You just put both of them together, get you a little playlist, put them both together. You got one banging album. They actually flow together. You know, both albums flow together pretty well for me. So it's a really dope album. So make sure you go, or dope EPs, go check those out if you've not heard them yet. You have them on your Bandcamp, I assume. Yes. They're also, yes, I thought I saw that. And then, you know, they're on streaming platforms too. So they're all over the place. So there's no excuse not to hear this dope music, y'all. Go get it. If you haven't heard it yet, listen to it. I can't remember. Did you press up vinyl for these, or was it strictly digital?
It's strictly digital.
That's what I thought, but I wanted to make sure. So, okay. Right on.
Like my people say in Detroit, that boy slap. You know, said them EPs slap, Joe.
Thank you.
Real.
Yeah. And quickly on these EPs, were they recorded together and then you cut them up, or did you record the first batch, put those out, and then get back and record the second EP? Or do you remember?
Those first EP, there's songs from before. I think there's songs from before Black Boy Radio. There might be one song that was done before Black Boy Radio came out, or right after it came out.
That was the one with Amp, right? All of them, right? But you know what I'm talking about.
There was one that was supposed to be on one of Amp's instrumental albums. It was going to be like an interlude. We took that. I think that was done like right around Black Boy Radio time. And then the other ones were done like right after Black Boy Radio, because we were trying to gear up for an EP that we were going to do with Ninth. And then, you know, we just decided like, if one, let's come back. Two, what's the best way for us to come back? Well, we might as well use joints from Amp, because we started with him, and like that's a good way for us to like kind of bring things full circle.
Yeah.
So that's how that happened. And they weren't recorded, and like when they were being recorded, we had no idea that this is what we were going to use them for. And the same with the joints from Shep. E and Shep linked up on Twitter, I believe, and he had been sending us stuff over the years, and we were like, I mean, that's like, that should be the second one. The second one should be all the unreleased joints that we did with Shep. And that, you know, we put the first one out and we waited a couple of months and then we decided to put the second one out. And that's kind of, I had no idea that they would flow together. I haven't even listened to them back to back. So,
yeah.
These are honestly just like snapshots in time, really, like for real. Like they're 2000, Overdrive is like 2012. You got Proceed. That's like a moment in 2014 that we just met at the studio and got down, right? Like we only had time for like one or two, you know. We go, you know, yeah, time for one or two, be 2-3 in the morning, but you get that one in, and they kind of sit there kind of almost like planting seeds. Maybe they weren't supposed to be released back then, maybe they were for us, right? They were for this time, right? And that is something that we was fighting back then, but who am I, right? Like we never know. It's just, it just, we ended up putting them together in that way, relaxed. 3000 and Beyond was 2016. Do the Math was like 2017. And so, and then you have those ones with Shepherd, which is Between Us and World, the Good Shepherd, also snapshots. I Get Up was done probably in 2012, 2013. Mm-hmm. Breathe Out, that was done
around the same time.
2000, yeah, around, those are all of those were recorded around the same time frame of like 2012, after Black Boy Radio, because of things.
And wow. like people would hit me on Twitter all the time, like, hey, when are you guys releasing music? And I hated saying like, we're still recording. I hated saying it because it sounds like a brush off answer, but we were still recording, but you know, just through scheduling or however stuff was being ran at the label, just nothing came out. You know, we tried to put a couple EPs out, and those ideas didn't work. So, you know, it was just still more of the same. Like, yo, you guys coming back? Like, fam, we are recording. I promise you. Like,
yeah.
And then, yeah, you know, then it just led up to this.
Well, I know I speak for Profound and Isle Mas when I say we are excited and eager to hear what y'all have next, especially if this new music is, you know, music you've been recording lately. Because, yeah, here's some fresh stuff. Can't wait. Can you speak to what you're working on now?
I'll turn that over to Mastermind.
I'm no mastermind, boy. Do this. He does this. No, we're working on Between Us and the World. The final one is going to be the part three, and that's going to be a compilation of songs also that we want to release. Again, these are snapshots because it's like we did have things to say, right? Like during those times, it just never came out, right? Like, so it's almost like before. It's almost like I want to catch people up. It's almost like jumping from season 12 to season 19. We can kind of fill those seasons in for the rest of, you know, for those who want to know, like during that time, like how we were developing. And then come out with All God's Children Got Rhythm. And there's a multitude. I like the, you know, infinite options to produce this, you know, Manifest One Solution. I like that. I you know, that's the... That's the most beautiful painting I've seen. Like that, those words right there is just like incredible. Blessings, you know, man. Of the meaning and everything.
And bless.
Complete picture is dope.
Bless, man. Bless.
Dope, dope. Yeah. Well, I know we cannot wait to hear some new music. So,
yeah,
any time frame on that you like when you're trying to get it out, or just it's gonna come when it comes.
Yeah.
The yeah.
As the wind blows, like, you know, hey. The older I get, I'm going to become this old wily man who just twists his beard and says weird parables. Just like I'm not speaking parables the entire time to everyone. But they can't. When you're young, it's like you let old people get away with this. Like, he's wise.
Yeah. I can't wait for your new album, and I can't wait to see you like 20 years down the road and bump into you on the street, and just you're just like uttering out just random proverbs.
Yes, sir.
Right on. Well, listen, fellas. Speaking of dope music that y'all make for sure, and you got some dope music that you're working on now. There's some other dope music that I know has influenced you over the years, and wanted to see if we could have some fun with some of this music. Now, I see you guys. You know, you guys have been through the fire. You know, you've been with a label. You had some situations. You walked away from it. So I know that you are okay with some confrontation. And so what I want to do tonight is I want to do, instead of the one word challenge we do, I want to do a this or that. So I'm going to give you two albums and see which album speaks to you more in 2023. Oh, all right. Which one speaks to you more? All right.
Okay.
Hey, y'all better put y'all seatbelt on, bro.
Let's do it.
There you go. All right. The first this or that. All right. On this side, we got Muddy Waters by Redman.
Okay.
And on this side, we have Mad Villainy.
Man, come on. Why would you do this to me?
I told you to put your seatbelt on.
Can you do it? Are you up for the challenge? Does one speak, and you can say both, but does one speak to you more in 2023?
I am going to, you go.
Yeah, I would say Mad Villainy.
I'm going to say the emotional connection I have to Muddy Waters, not just the music, but friends I was hanging out with at the time, I'm going to go with that. But I love Mad Villainy, but I'm going to pick Muddy Waters. And I think that's Redman's best album. I think that is the pinnacle of who he is. So,
all right.
I'm going to go Muddy Waters.
Profound. Tiebreaker.
Oh.
Yeah, come get some
Muddy
get
Waters, some. Man. Muddy Waters, man.
All right. This next one, I thought this was gonna be easy, but it may not be. So over here we got Wu-Tang Forever
Oh boy.
And then the original 36 Chambers.
God.
Into the 36 Chambers Wu-Tang. Which one speaks to you more?
Wu-Tang Forever for me.
Wow. I'm gonna say 36 Chambers because I was a little kid when it came out and I'm hearing about them chopping people's heads off and it scared the shit out of me. Yeah. But I was so drawn to it, and my one of my cousins was at Grambling at the time, and during his spring break he came up and gave me that CD. Well, I took the CD, but I'm gonna go 36 Chambers because okay. But Wu-Tang Forever is
as something that's very non. I would probably, if I walked into a room of, I would be crucified. Listen, what year did 36 Chambers come out?
93.
I was 10 years old. I wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
Was it 93?
Gotcha. I was 92, 93.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't even allowed, man. I was watching, you know, He-Man and.
Yeah,
it came out a year I graduated. That was 92.
Now we won't crucify you here, man. You like what you like, man. We respect it. All right.
Facts.
Next one we got over here. We got the Tipping Point by the Roots.
Here you go.
I'll do this.
Phrenology.
Come on, man. I knew you were gonna do this.
Wait, go. Which one?
Phrenology.
Oh yeah, no, Tipping Point.
Tipping Point. Okay, we got one for Tipping Point.
I am.
Again.
Profound, Iomas. We're the whole room's doing this one. I want to know what everyone thinks.
I am going. This is an extremely unpopular opinion for a Roots fan. I'm picking Phrenology.
Phrenology. Okay. All right.
I got into a discussion with a brief discussion with Questlove on Twitter about it.
Oh, really?
I'm like the only person that likes that album as much as I do. I love that album.
It. All right, I'll hold my thoughts to the end. Profound.
Tipping Point.
Okay, we got two for Tipping Point.
I know I'm alone on this. I know I am.
Iomas.
I don't know. You may not be, because which one of them albums is a song that Black Thought did about Malik B? That's Phrenology.
That's why
I gotta rock with Phrenology.
All right, yo, we got two.
Yeah, that joint.
Two and two. And the deciding fact, I got the deciding vote, and I'm going with Phrenology. I think this is a remarkable album. So I'm with you guys, man. I like Tipping Point too, though. I do like Tipping Point.
That joint was so transparent, man. The way you know what I mean? I don't think he was trying to throw him under the bus, but that joint was just so transparent, but it was dope though. You know what I mean?
It was him telling him, like, yo, I care about you, man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. I love that. Go ahead, E.
I think when it came out, I was too, and I didn't understand. It went over my head. I think in 2002, that joint came out. I was fresh in the military. You know, it's just know going on in life. You know what I mean? And at that point, I wasn't even centered in the self to even kind of like digest the Phrenology. So Tipping Point though. I'm in the desert, you know, with the air for the war or whatever. And I'm like, oh shit, I can get music over here. And the Tipping Point came out, man. And I was like, them damn drums slapping. What? Like, that is just that star joint. Everybody's a star.
That joint go hard, dog.
Everybody is a star.
That joint fire, dog.
I feel like you're in space, fam. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
It just runs the whole album for me. You know,
I feel you on the time, though, man. Time does something to you. I think I liked Phrenology when it first came out, but I like it way more now. When I go back and revisit, I'm like, man, this is a really good album. So
it's standing the test of time.
Last one. I think this is the hardest for me. So we'll go around the whole. This is the hardest. I don't know. I think I know my answer, but
I know my answer already.
I know.
I already know, dog.
You know what it is?
I saw the cover, boy. I'll be on it. I just need to see the corner of the cover. I know.
All right, here you go.
Oh,
black on both sides. On this side,
I already know where I'm at.
But over here we got Reflection Eternal Train of Thought.
I know where I'm at, and I know where he's at.
All right.
speaking to me today.
Today, which one speaks to you more today?
Most Deaf.
Most Deaf.
Black and Both Sides. Today, Black and Both Sides. Back in the day, man, easily High Tech and Quali. His technical rapping ability, I mean, his, the way he would, that was it, you know, for me back in the day. But now this is more like, more confident, like, or more like, not, you know, for me, like, it's just more like, more comfortable with who he, you know, who he is, you know what I mean? He'll sing on a track if he needs be, if need be.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. All right, Sundown.
Black on Both Sides came out on my birthday in 99. And that was like the, I was a freshman in Ohio State, and I was broke, spent the money that I should not have spent on that. And then I was not let down. I was very, very happy with that purchase, and that's still one of my favorite albums.
Right on. Okay, we got two for Black on Both Sides. Right on, right on. Profound.
Oh, it's definitely Most Deaf.
Okay, most definitely Most Deaf. Iomas?
First of all, you bogus for this, too. I just want you to know, dog, you bogus for this, bro.
It's part of my job, bro. Man. This is my job. I got to do this.
Oh, my God, dog.
Come on, man, say it. Say what you want to say.
It's in between two songs, bro, but I can't at this moment. The two songs that's in my ear is Umi Says and Good Morning from Reflection. Mm. He goes in on Good Morning, dog. Them two
say
songs.
Say what you got to say. Say what you got to say.
Oh, my God, dog. All right, I'm going to go with the majority, bro.
You don't want to.
I say Most Deaf, bro. But it's close, because that Good Morning is speaking to me right now, man. Like,
yeah, man,
I could listen to that song like 20 times on repeat when I'm going for a walk, because that hook, good morning, good afternoon, good night, what have you done with your, man, that joint get me every time, yeah, bro. So, but I go with the majority. I'll say Most, Black on Both. All right,
I'm gonna have to be the one dissenter that says Talib Kweli and High Tech. This album, because I like Most Deaf on here lyrically better. I've always loved his style on the mic. He's just so stylistic. I just love
MC's
to
MC. Yeah.
But the beats on here, man, a cohesive album. These beats, this was High Tech at his his best, in my opinion. I love
it, a masterpiece. Yes. Yeah, man.
And he served up. Just, and it's like 20 joints on here. What, it's like a long album, and every beat on here is slamming. Man. Beat, so I gotta give it.
And it's funny because,
and he's in Cincinnati, so I gotta give it up.
Black on Both Sides, it hit me when it hit, but as time go on, I'm gravitating more toward Reflection Eternal.
Come on over, Almas.
Most is like one of my favorite MCs of all time. I love Most, man. But that Reflection Eternal is growing on me over time, bro.
It's a special record, man.
Yeah, it's bro. Special. It's standing the test of time, bro.
Yeah, man.
Especially the one for ladies. What's the one? The one for women. Is it the expansion outro, the one he did for women?
Yeah,
you talk about helping the old lady up the stairs. And
yeah,
man,
that's dope.
That joint.
Like, and I don't know if you called a posse cut or not, but Down for the Count with Rod Digga and Exhibit.
Yeah,
that beat.
Yeah.
Anyway, we could go.
I'm sorry, dog.
The memories joint, and when it transitions.
Memories joint, dog.
Like that.
You might want to switch your answer.
Yeah.
even Love Language. Love Language?
The whole, I know.
See?
I have to listen. I have to just listen to them both tomorrow.
Hey. There you go. And see, that's the thing. We have fun with this, but at the end of the day, you can pick both, and we should pick both and celebrate both. They're all dope albums. So we want to celebrate dope hip hop. We want to celebrate you guys. Last thing we do on the Boom Bap Chat is we give shout outs So we'll give a few, and then we'll turn it over to you guys to give the final shouts of the night. So, Iomas, you want to give some shout outs?
Yeah, man. First of all, I'll give a shout out to home team, Chicago, Southside, Inglewood all day. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my mom. Shout out my beautiful wife. Shout out Professor Hampton. You know what I'm saying? My professor that's supervising my work. Shout out to her, a loyal listener. You know what I'm saying? I always like hearing her feedback after our shows. So shout out to her. And again, shout out to different book lists and every Black-owned bookstore across America and worldwide. And man, last but not least, man, shout out these brothers, man. Actual, you know what I'm saying? Y'all brothers is the truth. I appreciate y'all. Keep doing what y'all doing. Don't stop. Y'all inspiring me. I can't wait till I get past this phase of my life. And just hearing y'all, you know, reflect is really encouraging for me that you went back to school, but then you came back to the mic. And I'm kind of in that season right now, and I'm itching to get back on the mic. But I'm in this season right now, but I really appreciate y'all, man. And y'all music definitely inspired me to, like, come back out with some new music. So salute, man. And thank y'all for taking the time to come on tonight.
Anytime.
Salute.
If we could too, like, exchange like contact information so that, yeah, because as we meet creators, you know, like the more creating, collaborating opportunities like become, like, I want to hear, like, people need to hear what your name means.
I'm blessed, bro. Appreciate that, bro.
I definitely want to connect.
Yeah, we'll definitely make that happen for sure. Profan, any shout outs for you?
Yeah. The young brothers, the crew, Act Proof, Sundown, the E, definitely, man, want to give y'all a shout. Thank y'all for coming through. I want to echo my brother Io. The music is incredible and definitely inspirational, and it's just a testament to what dope hip hop and what boom bap hip hop is. You know what I mean? And the lifeline that we continue to give to everybody and to give to this thing, man. And I just want to give a shout out to y'all. I appreciate y'all. Shout out to my crew, the Boom Bap Brothers, Jobo, Stowe, Michael. And you know how we get down, man, too.
Right on. Thanks, man. I want to shout out my family, of course. My little guy, Oliver, my daughter, Zoe, beautiful wife, Larita. I want to shout out Rashid Chappelle, who's going to be our guest in two weeks.
Yeah.
Excited about him being on the show. So shout out to him. And just, you know, last but, you know, not least, of course, Sundown E, Act Proof. Thank you for being here. Shout out to you guys. Thanks for all you do. The dope music that you've made and you're continuing to make, and just, you know, can't wait for more music and, of course, more proverbs from E down the line. So thank you guys. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us and for how dope you are. So with that, I'll turn it over to you guys for the final shout outs and then we'll be out. We have no shout outs.
We never know who wants to sit first.
I'll go first. Shout out to you guys for having us on. Anytime that you want to have us back, we're more than welcome, or not more than welcome, more than willing.
Right on.
Let's see.
And you're more than welcome.
Thank you. Shout out to all my high school friends that I'm still cool with, Kia, Allison, Mike, White Mike, Eddie. Shout out Amp, wife, my mom, E. Man, I'm gonna forget a lot of people, but I'll leave it at that.
Peace, yeah, no, definitely want to shout out the crew for having us on. Most definitely, like, giving us this opportunity to kind of share. It's been a while since, you know what I mean, we get to do that, right? And so definitely appreciate you guys for that. I want to shout out my family, Alyssa Hill.
Oh, shout out to Richard,
Peace, yeah, Alyssa, Leilani, True, Reed, Sienna, my babies, my dog, shout my dog Leah, just everybody in my life, you know what I mean, in general. And yeah, man. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for having us, really. And for the words, the kind words and everything, man. We're lucky to have you guys still listening. You know what I mean? We're glad you guys are still listening.
Yes, sir.
Two more. Shout out to Mac Nance and Brandon Craig.
I'm right on. Shout outs, guys.
It's all good.
Yeah. We should stop this now because I'll keep going.
So we'll have you back for our shout out show.
It's like going around when you're a kid at Thanksgiving. It's like you don't really know what to be thankful for except for all your boys and shit. And you don't want to say that around Thanksgiving. Then it's just like, no, not me. I'm thankful for my family. I really am.
We're gonna have a shout out show. You come back, and that's all we're doing for an hour.
Shout outs. Yeah, that'll be dope. The shout out show.
Hey, if y'all want to stay on for a second after we stop the live feed, we can exchange numbers and all that. But as always, on that note, we say
peace.
Peace.
Can y'all blank out
Act my proof?